Dr. Pinsky dictating email IME on Brian, B-R-I-A-N, Cotelesa, C-O-T-E-L-E-S-A. As you know, I recently evaluated Mr. Cotelesa as described in my report of 9/17/22. He is now a 46-year-old male who again reports he was injured at work on 1/9/21 when a donut case fell over and jolted him. As a result, he injured his lower back but did not go to the emergency room afterwards. He had further evaluation and treatment, culminating in surgery in August of 2021. He is no longer receiving any active treatment. In paragraph, I was in receipt of much of the records he currently provided. Amongst the new records is a neurologic exam by Dr. Sharrett, dated 11/28/22. This was a need for treatment evaluation. He opined that as a result of the 1/9/21 index event, he sustained orthopedic injury with back pain and radicular component, primarily to the left, but to some degree on the right. He had surgery on this on 7/26/21. About 3 weeks post-operative, in August of 2021, he developed COVID and was treated symptomatically as an outpatient. Dr. Sharrett recommended no further neurologic testing or treatment at that time. He concluded what is primarily an L5 sensory deficit bilaterally is related to the index event and the surgical procedure based on the provided timeline. There was no contraindication from strictly a neurologic standpoint for him continuing his current vocational endeavors full-time without restrictions. Physical exam. General appearance, he wore a work uniform and multiple layers of clothes on his upper body. Extremities lower. Pinprick sensation was diminished in lateral right foot, and the entire left foot and lateral calf. The rest of that is normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. Inspection revealed the midline longitudinal scar consists with his surgery. He actively flexed to 75 degrees. Bilateral rotation was full to 25 degrees with tenderness. Extension as well as bilateral rotation were full without discomfort. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions on 1/9/21, Brian Cotelesa was injured at work as noted in my prior report. Since evaluated here, he had a neurologic need for fitness exam by Dr. Sharrett, who opined no further neurologic testing was necessary. New paragraph, the current examination of Mr. Cotelesa found that he healed surgical scarring and minimally reduced range of motion in the lumbar spine. Both sitting and supine straight leg raises and maneuvers were negative for low back and radicular complaints. He did have diminished pinprick sensation as noted above. New paragraph, my opinions relative to permanency and causation remain the same as will be marked.